I'm being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Hampton Dumont Cal Activities Director Lance Thompson. We're talking at the ribbon cutting of the brand new gym, some new classrooms as well. Lance, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Just what does it mean to you guys and the rest of the district to be able to, you know, have this ceremony tonight, be able to show this off to the community, all the work that's been put into this place?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, just being able to showcase what has happened, what the community has done to help support the school in this endeavor. The facilities that these kids are going to be able to participate in, it's just top notch. And the process that Mr. Trotsky, the high school principal, has talked about he's gone through the last about 3 years is just unbelievable. And seeing the finish line right now.
Mm-hmm. So this place is clearly bigger than the old gym, but do you have a seating capacity off the top of your head?
About 1,500 in here, okay. So it is bigger, but the nice thing too is it's much brighter as well as the other gym. So, I mean, we'll still utilize both, but even when we have our All-State music here, we'll have band in one, chorus in the other, and just nice to be able to give the kids more options and opportunities.
Mm-hmm. So this has certainly been a long time in the making. I understand you just finished up some construction here within the last week, right? What have these last couple weeks been as far as getting this place all put together?
Yeah. It's always nerve-wracking because, I mean, you want to make sure it's done and done right, but you want to make sure, hey, school's starting. We got to get it done for the kids to be able to utilize it, and whether it's for classes or different activities. So we finally got it wrapped up, and, you know, there might be some things here or there that we say, hey, we want to add this, but right now it's ready to go and we're excited about it.
Mm. And of course, athletics are going to be in there, but you had mentioned, you know, a whole bunch of other different things like the All-State audition day, things like that. PE classes, I have to imagine, right? This is something that's going to be used for a whole lot more than just athletics,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and like the entryway there, we're going to have classes come down, utilize that. We're going to have them utilize, you know, the gym as well. I mean, it's a school facility, not just necessarily athletics or a specific extracurricular activity, but it's a whole school and town. So, I mean, it's going to be utilized quite a bit, I see. I don't see it, you know, not being utilized, and it's good for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, why would you say this was a big need, you know, for the district? I know you weren't here for the whole time, but why was this something that was important for the district to have here?
Yeah, I mean, gym space is a big thing right now. And, I mean, you have so many different activities going on and trying to give kids some of, you know, their freedom at night also. So if the more that gym space you have, the more that you can get stuff done right after school or before school, not carry it on late at night. This is a chance to showcase, and with our conference and different schools in the area, we feel it's a top-notch facility, and we can showcase that for our students as well.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the classroom spaces that are opening up, I suppose maybe you don't have as much to share about those, but I guess, well, what's all gone into those from what you are aware of?
Yeah, the science and art rooms, I mean, they're fabulous. I mean, we have the science room, all new labs and the TVs and stuff in there for learning. The art has two different rooms there. It's fun to see, and it's fun to see the passion that the school district has and the community has to continually improve the facilities in this area.
All right, a little off topic here, but I know you're starting up here in the Hampton Dumont Cal District. What's it been like kind of getting into the swing of things here? I know you didn't have too far to come being at West Fork before.
Yeah, and everyone's been really helpful. I mean, I've had about 100 different questions because every school district is a little different. So they've been nice and kind of compassionate to me and taking time to answer my questions and help me lead. But everyone's been welcoming here, so it's been a great experience.
All right. Well, thanks for the time today, and looking forward to all this place is going to have to offer.
Thank you very much.